you remember last week's question that came from Grace, and she asked about what kind of wine to bring to a party. And we assumed that the question was the wine that the guests are going to drink. And we had all kinds of great ideas. Go back to last week's episode and you can hear all that. But that also, I think it's a great time to bring up that other point of party wine, and that is you're bringing wine as a gift for the host. Your advice, and I remember this, but I want you to remind us all again. I think your advice all came down to knowing who your host is. And it's really knowing who these people are and then their likes and not being afraid to ask what it is that they like to drink, right?
You hit it right on the button. What is an appropriate wine for one host is not for another host. You may have a host who absolutely will not drink Chardonnay. Anything but Chardonnay, you know, the ABC Club. But then you have others who adore Chardonnay. And so you know your host. Know if they prefer reds or whites. Know if they like Cabernet over Syrah. And I think it's always fun to not tempt, but to introduce your host to something that's in the line of where they're going, but with a twist.
So in other words, we found out that our host really prefers white wine. What would be that twist then in the white wine world?
Okay, this is a Chardonnay lover. They drink big California Chardonnays. Introduce them to some of the slightly more delicate but just extremely complex Chardonnays from Burgundy in France. You can find examples in that $10, $20, $40 range of really compelling white Burgundy from the Mâconnais, Pouilly-Fouissé, Pouilly-Loche area that would be, I've got a buddy who drinks fat, oaky California Chardonnay, and we brought him a bottle of this compelling $30 Chardonnay from France, and it changed him. He said, "You woke me up." So we knew he'd like it because it was Chardonnay, but it took him down another avenue.
Okay. How about the host that prefers red wine? We found out that they only drink reds. What's that little twist we're going to send their way?
Once again, it depends on where they source their typical red wines. If you've got a Syrah lover, they're drinking Northwest or U.S. Syrahs, maybe get something from the Northern Rhone of Hermitage, Cornas, Cote Roti, and introduce them to something different. I pulled this on my wife the other night. I served her blind a Cote Roti from the Northern Rhone, and she knew she liked it. She couldn't pin down exactly where it was from. She knew it was Syrah, but and it took her down a different avenue. And why not do that with one of your hosts? I think it'll be a memorable bottle if you do that.
What a nice surprise. And again, it's knowing, part of the art of the gift of wine is knowing the recipient well enough to where you can get them something that they're really going to like, right?
Yeah, you got it. It's if you know somebody likes chocolate, you're going to bring them some of the great chocolate. I think that same lesson applies to them.